check the microphone. Okay, good level. Want to open the... Okay, guys, you can see that the space station, the edge of the station there, is about central North America there, just right on the edge. Looks very soon to be into the state of Iowa. And once we get just a little bit closer, I'll go ahead and start calling out. Basically, I'll be using my call sign, which is K9VIG. I'll be calling the International Space Station. The call sign up on the space station is NA1SS. That's November Alpha 1, Sierra, Sierra. NA1SS, so you'll hear me call. Now, it could take 5, 6, 7 tries before we get contact, so I want you guys to do me a favor. Charlie, our mentor, passed this on to me. I don't want you guys to start panicking unless you see me start panicking. Okay? So keep your fingers crossed. I'd like to remind everybody that this is a science experiment. This is an experiment. And if you think positive, then hopefully it'll all work out well. Okay? All right, here we go. November Alpha 1, Sierra, Sierra, NA1SS from K9BIG. This is Kilo 9, Bravo, India, Germany, calling NA1SS on schedule and standing by. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is Kilo 9, Bravo, Italy, Germany, K9BIG, calling on schedule and standing by. NA1SS, 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 Kilo 9, Bravo, Italy, Germany, calling on schedule. This is Kilo 9, Bravo, Italy, Germany, calling NA1SS and standing by. NA1SS, NA1SS, Kilo 9, Bravo, Italy, Germany, K9DIG, calling NA1SS and by. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is Kilo 9, Bravo, Italy, Germany, K9BIG, calling on schedule and standing by.
Kilo 9 or Bravo, India's off, NA1SS, good afternoon.
Yeah, we almost got you here, Bill. NA1SS, this is K9BIG. The operator's name here is Jim. Go ahead and try one more time, and we'll start the questions on the over. Go ahead, Bill.
NIBIG, NA1SS, Jim, nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you again, Bill. Thanks. We had a nice contact on Saturday. Here we go, our first question.
Hi, my name is Haley. Have you noticed any change in the subjects of your dreams or in the way you dream while in space? Over.
Haley, I actually haven't. I sleep very, very soundly up here and have very few recollections of dreams. Over.
Hello, my name is Alexandra. What do you think is the biggest misconception people have of living in space? Over.
Alexandra, I think the biggest, or the thing that people can't fully comprehend is how the absence of gravity affects everything we do. It affects how we feel, how we work, how we play. And that just is, it just cannot, it has never been adequately captured in films. Over.
Hi, I'm Julia. What type of research is being done on the ISS at this time? Over.
Julia, we're doing quite a variety of research. Of course, the vast majority is targeted towards seeing how the absence of gravity affects things, particularly ourselves. Larry and I are both subjects of several experiments designed to help understand how to keep people productive and healthy for long times in space. Larry also has an experiment where he's growing green beans. I've had experiments growing protein crystals, very much the normal complement of microgravity experiments. Over.
Hi, my name is Kirsten. What might be the hardest thing to do in space that would be considered easy to do on Earth? Over.
Kirsten, well, of course, easy is a relative term. I would say changing a tire or something similar is much, much harder in space. If you think about it, hopefully you never have a flat, know, you pull off to the side of the road, jack up the car. Now, that would be easy in space. But then you take the lug nuts off, and then you just maybe put them in the hubcap or put them on the ground beside you, and when you need them, you reach for them again. Well, in space, if you do that, they're gone. They will just have floated away. And that's how working with everything is in space. If it is not attached to something, it's very easy to lose. Over.
Hi, my name is Ryan. Do you have to spend much time exercising on the ISS? Over.
Ryan, yes, we do. We spend 2.5 hours per day exercising. As a matter of fact, I just finished 1.5 hours of weightlifting. Of course, we don't have weights. But we have a machine that has a canister with sort of flexible rubber discs in it. And as the cord comes out, those discs provide a lot of tension in the cord and simulate weight. Over.
Hi, my name is Shonik. How is the space station protected against things like solar storms and meteorites? Over.
Shonik, nature does a very good job protecting us from most solar activity because the Earth's magnetosphere protects us just like it does you. Meteorites, we're in low Earth orbit, no objects remain at this altitude very long. Eventually they re-enter the atmosphere and burn up, so it's sort of self-cleaning. But we do also have thin aluminum shields on the outside to protect us from dust and small particles. Over.
Hi, my name is Patrick. Are the stars brighter in space? Over.
Patrick, they really are not. They are probably clearer because we don't have ground lights to contend with. We don't have humidity, dust, clouds in the air. Over.
Hi, my name's Courtney. What is the average day like on the ISS? Over.
Courtney, we stay pretty busy in the average day. We get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, Greenwich time, so that's the time in London when there isn't daylight savings time. So that's kind of confusing. But anyway, we get up, have a couple of hours to clean up, have breakfast, have a conference with the ground. Then we work until about 1 or 2 o'clock when we have lunch. In that time, we'll have 1 to 1.5 hours for exercise. After lunch, we repeat that. We close the day with another conference with the ground, and we're in bed at 9:30 at night. Over.
Hi, my name is Desiree. Does the lack of gravity have an adverse effect on your internal organs? Over.
It really does not have an adverse effect. Of course, there are some subtle changes in how your like lung capacity, cardiac output, but those things return to normal pretty quickly on the ground. Over.
Hi, my name is Amy. How would you describe the experience of leaving the planet? Over.
Amy, it's a real blast. Well, okay, seriously, it is. It's an absolute thrill. You know something very powerful is about to happen, and when it does, it exceeds your expectations. But it's also just fascinating, exciting, and really, believe it or not at all scary. Over.
Hi, I'm Elena. How do you go to the bathroom in space?
Carefully. No, seriously. Of course, gravity on the ground takes waste away from your body into the toilet. Our toilet on space, you would probably recognize that that's what it is. And what we use is airflow. We have fans that draw air into the toilet, and so the liquid and solid waste is entrained in the air and carried into the waste receptacle. Over.
Hi, my name's Adam. Can you briefly describe the training it takes to become an astronaut? Over.
Adam, our training consists of academic training. We hit the books, we study, we have lectures to learn about the systems, to learn about the physical principles that we're going to encounter. Then we also have single systems type training on laptop computers, desktop computers, sometimes more sophisticated computers. And then we have large scale, high fidelity simulations in a simulator that actually on the inside looks just like it does in the spacecraft itself. Over.
Hi, my name is Nathan. What is the most unique cosmic event you have ever witnessed? Over.
Nathan, I think the most interesting and maybe perhaps unique cosmic event would be watching meteorites enter the Earth's atmosphere below us. Over.
Hi, my name is Nicholas, and can you see the northern lights? Over.
Nicholas and the southern lights. Over.
Hi, my name is Danielle. What has been your favorite part of the mission thus far? Over.
Danielle, I think my favorite maybe parts have been the 2 spacewalks we've done. Over.
Bill, this is Kilo 9 Bravo India, Germany, K9BIG.
Bill, since the time of application, our school has applied for an amateur radio call sign. The call sign is Kilo 9, Bravo Hotel Sierra. Would you please put us in the log? Over.
Kilo 9, Bravo Hotel Sierra, NA1SS, QSL.
Thank you very much, Bill. Okay, we're into round two. This is Haley again.
Hi, this is Haley calling again. What will you miss most about space when you come back to Earth? Over.
Haley, I think it will be the floating. I think it will be the zero-G. It's just a lot of fun. Over.
Hi, it's Alexandra again. In the news, there's talk about people vacationing in space. What are your thoughts about this, and do you have a recommendation as to the best vacation spot? Over.
Alexandra, I think it's wonderful news. These are great parallels to the birth of commercial aviation just a little over 100 years ago. My recommendation is Mars.
Hi, it's Julia. Do you notice any improved cinema, such as being able to stay awake longer in space? Over.
Julia, actually, I do not. I find that I fatigue just about the same up here. The stresses are different, but there are stresses nonetheless. Over.
Hi, it's Kirsten. How do you keep clean in space? Do you take showers? Over.
Kirsten, unfortunately, no showers. We're pretty averse to having free-floating water. It can be a real problem to clean up. It can even sometimes be dangerous. So we have pre-moistened towels, wet towels. They come out of cellophane bags, and we just use those to clean up. Over.
Hi, this is Ryan. What do you do for entertainment while on board the ISS?
Ryan, one of my favorite things is to read the BBCHS Boiling Point. After that, I have a lot of my favorite music on the onboard network, and I can listen to it from any network computer. I also have movies and television shows uplink from the ground periodically. Over.
Okay, Bill, we're really close to the end of contact here. I'm going to go ahead and gather the kids around and say 73 to you, and we'll let you finish with your last over, okay? 73, everybody.
73.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay, to the Bradley Bourdais Community High School, 73s, best wishes to you all. Had a great contact with you, and, gosh, I hope my travels will take me to visit you in person someday. NA1SS is clear. Out.
Thanks very much, Bill. This is K9BIG for K9BHS, signing clear, 73.